Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting right now with author Paul Stutzman, and he's written a book called Hiking Through, Finding Peace and Freedom on the Appalachian Trail. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
So, Paul, let's talk about what inspired you to write the book. It started with the death of your wife, correct?
It started with the death of my wife, and I kept my job for another year, and I had reached a certain level of healing, but not to the point where I thought I should be, so I decided to really take a risk, and I quit my job, and I bought a backpack, and I hiked from Georgia to Maine, 2,176 miles on the Appalachian Trail, in search of peace and healing from the grief.
Let's talk about the grief. Let's talk about what you experienced out on the trail as well. Although it was painful at times and difficult at times, I would imagine it was quite cathartic.
It was very cathartic. When I left for the trail, I left by myself because I wanted to be alone and just really, really figure things out. And I wanted to use it as time to really search for God, for meaning. What does God have for me to do? Is there a reason for all this death and grief, or do things just randomly happen? And that was kind of my goal when I was out there in the wilderness.
Tell me about the gamut of emotions you ran through from beginning to end.
Well, first of all, it was being away from not only having lost my spouse, but then having given up a job, being away from my family, and being out in the wilderness. It was lonely. I admit freely that I cried myself to sleep many nights when I was out there in my tent in the woods. But it was also through those tears that I reached a level of freedom and peace when I basically relived my entire life out there in the woods.
What did you learn about not just yourself, but about life while hiking the Appalachian Trail?
Several things that really made an impression on me. And first of all was that we have too much stuff, too much material things. And in my hour of need, all the stuff that I owned, none of it did me any good. And I realized that what we really need is relationships, our families, our friends. That is what's important. And also I learned that I was searching whether God really is in control of events or not. And to me, I made it to my own satisfaction. I realized that while I may just see a small picture that affects me, I believe God sees a big picture and it's all interconnected, and he has a plan for my life.
Is that mainly what you want the readers to take away? Forget the material stuff. It's not as important as the interpersonal relationships. Enjoy who you have while you have them.
Enjoy today. Enjoy the journey. Don't always be waiting for a destination, a goal, because you're not guaranteed to get there. So enjoy every day. Enjoy your spouse. Don't take them for granted, because you do not know when the day comes they're not there. So just enjoy the people that surround you.
How's the response been to the book so far?
The response has been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people pick the book up because they love the trail. They love the adventure of the trail and the people you meet, the eccentric characters, and then they realize why it was out there. And so not only do they get to read about the trail, but they get to read what I experienced on the trail, the healing I got. And I've heard from a number of people that have lost spouses that it helped them to really put their life back in perspective, too.
Would you recommend that anybody who has lived through your situation do something like this?
No. I would recommend they do something crazy, but perhaps not as crazy as what I did, because it was the hardest thing I've ever done. It was brutal. And first of all, you need to be in somewhat of a decent shape. So I would, whatever works for different people. It happened to be that I love nature. I love hiking, and so for me it was a good fit. But it definitely would not be for everybody, because it is a very difficult hike.
How about writing the book? I would imagine it certainly wasn't as brutal physically, but mentally, was it tough for you to sit down and write about all you experienced after you experienced it?
It was very difficult. I will freely admit that I cried myself many times when I was writing that book. As I went back and relived my wife passing away. When you're in the moment, sometimes you almost are numb. And when I wrote the book, it just allowed me to relive that time and put it into perspective.
Once again, the name of the book, Hiking Through, Finding Peace and Freedom on the Appalachian Trail. And the author is Paul Stutzman. Paul, good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.